New York Governor Kathy Hochul was thrust into the state and national spotlight this summer when she replaced former Governor Andrew Cuomo. He resigned in the wake of a sexual harassment scandal. Hochul asked the public to give her 45 days to make the transition and start making key changes. Karen DeWitt reports on what she's done so far.
The former lieutenant governor was largely unknown to New Yorkers before August 10th. That's when Cuomo announced he was leaving office in 2 weeks.
Good afternoon, and thank you for being here.
Hochul hit the ground running. She promised to end the scandals plaguing the former governor's administration, including an investigation into an alleged cover-up by Cuomo and his top aides of nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic, and a state attorney general's report that found Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women, as well as allegations of a workplace atmosphere of bullying and intimidation.
At the end of my term, whenever it ends, no one will ever describe my administration as a toxic work environment.
Hochul immediately replaced several top aides to Cuomo implicated in the alleged wrongdoing. She accepted the resignation of the state's controversial health commissioner, and she's replacing Cuomo appointees to state entities with her own choices, including at the state's troubled ethics commission. Within days of taking office, she imposed a mask mandate for school children, and she's required all hospital workers to get a vaccine or lose their jobs. Just a week into her term, she called a special session to extend the state's eviction moratorium, which was expiring. She also dealt with two hurricanes in a 10-day period in late August that ravaged parts of downstate New York. As the state's first female governor, Hochul is aware of her national role.
Oh, you are just rocking the pink, my friends. You look awesome out there.
She's been outspoken on her opposition to a Texas law that bans abortion after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. And she urged women from other states where abortion rights are restricted to come to New York for help in obtaining the procedure.
This is your safe harbor. You come to New York and we'll take care of you. We'll let you know that we protect your rights. And we'll keep up that fight.
Hochul's made clear that she intends to seek election to a full term next November. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.